Chicago is a major hub for freight train traffic. Trains from the West Coast take about 2 days to travel to Chicago, but it can take another 2 days to get through Chicago. Congestion costs businesses and consumers millions. One railroad, the Canadian National, has a plan to bypass that congestion by purchasing a railroad route around the city in the suburbs. But that proposed purchase is widely opposed by communities along the railroad's path. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
You hear this sound an awful lot here in Franklin Park, a suburb just west of Chicago. I'm standing next to a Canadian National freight train that is standing still. It's idling, going nowhere.
Well, those trains could sit there for hours every day or all weekend long.
Garth Taylor owns an air compressor business right next to the tracks where trains often wait to get into a rail yard or for other rail traffic to clear.
The sound doesn't bother me so much as the smell does. You know, you can smell it.
Diesel fumes.
Yeah, diesel fumes, yeah.
In the nation's complex web of railroads, a system designed a century and a half ago, six of the seven major North American railroads converge in Chicago, intersecting and interfering with one another in city neighborhoods and inner ring suburbs like Franklin Park. Mayor Dan Pritchett shows a point where the Canadian National and Canadian Pacific and one smaller railroad's tracks all come together in his town near two major rail yards. Add to that the dozens of commuter trains coming through here, and he says Franklin Park's street crossings are blocked by slow-moving or stopped trains day and night.
This town is forced to have not one, not two. We have three fire stations in a town of 19,000 because of the trains.
U.S. railroads carry more freight every year, around 2 billion tons of everything from lumber, grains, coal, and chemicals to food, electronics, and cars. And about 40% of the nation's freight comes from, to, or through Chicago. That amounts to 500 freight trains in and around Chicago each day.
It's a very frustrating and costly process trying to make it through the city right now.
Karen Phillips is Vice President of Government Affairs for Canadian National.
We find that it can take one of our freight trains to get from the north side to the south side of the city, which is a distance of about 30 miles, as long as it takes our trains to get from Winnipeg to Chicago, which is over 800 miles.
Canadian National wants to bypass a lot of that congestion through Chicago by moving a lot of its freight trains out here. I'm standing on the EJ&E tracks, or Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern. It's an underutilized section of railroad that circles the Chicago area. Only about 3 to 5 freight trains come down these tracks each day. Canadian National, by using it as a bypass, would increase that number to 20.
This is probably the biggest issue to ever face our community.
Karen Darch is village president in Barrington, a suburb about 35 miles northwest of Chicago.
The impact it will have on life here is tremendous. It cuts through the heart of town and will impact school kids, cars, ambulances, fire trucks, every aspect of life.
Darch says more than quadrupling the number of freight trains running through here would frequently halt traffic on thoroughfares, crippling businesses, increasing noise and pollution, and not just in her relatively affluent town, but in dozens of communities along the EJ&E. Darch and other opponents downplay the NIMBY, not in my backyard, nature of their concerns, arguing that the shift of freight trains that would go through Chicago out to this bucolic route around Chicago just shifts traffic problems out to where there is little infrastructure to handle them. And they add that CN's bypass might hurt or derail efforts to address the more systemic freight rail congestion in the region. But many regional transportation experts say with little public funding thus far committed to breaking up freight gridlock in Chicago, Canadian National's $300 million private purchase of the EJ&E to create its own bypass is worth supporting. Jim LaBelle of the regional advocacy group Chicago Metropolis 2020 says when freight trains sit, businesses turn to trucks to ship their goods, burning more fuel and clogging roads even more. He says the nation cannot afford to have freight trains continue to crawl their way through Chicago.
That means money. You know, it costs everybody that buys something a hidden tax, a hidden surcharge that's part of the cost of goods that is embedded in the prices of what we pay for.
The Surface Transportation Board just released a draft environmental impact study of Canadian National's plan to buy the EJ&E. It finds the environmental issues raised are not unusual and can be reasonably mitigated. Public hearings on the proposed railway purchase will be held this fall. A final ruling will not be made until early next year. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
A map of the proposed Chicago rail changes is at npr.org.